What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. If you are new here, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. Make sure you are subscribed for emails at brandonlynette.com. And then make sure you're following me on TikTok. You're getting all the little clips of Brandon Lynette throughout the day. Find my Facebook group, Listen Bitch, where I post journal prompts 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And if this is for you, I have a Bible study group that I post a daily schedule of Bible readings so that we could read the Bible in a year. And you didn't have to start on day one. Wherever you are, that's where we start. And then once I get acclimated to my new schedule, I'll be doing Bible study videos in that group again. We'll get back on track with that. So I think that's the housekeeping. I don't put commercials in this podcast. I don't have this podcast monetized at all. So, bitch, I'm not getting paid for this. And I feel like I do provide some incredible value, some insight. I get you questioning yourself about your life. And I show you what's possible, right? I go through the shit. I don't sugarcoat it. I don't give you the highlight reel. Okay. When there's a struggle, you know about it. When I overcome shit, you know about that too. Just showing you what's possible, giving you some incredible tips to elevate your life, to, you know, just improve the vibration that you're on. But there is a price, and that price is fucking share it, talk about it. Okay. I'm in a new marketing group. I started a little marketing gig. So if you need a side hustle and you want to make some money, honey, bitch, you need to reach out to me. Stop being fucking scared. It doesn't hurt. It's painless and it's actually kind of fun. But in this marketing group, it's called B Club, and she kind of took the, you know, branding of the group off of Fight Club, right? First rule about Fight Club is we don't talk about Fight Club, but the first rule about Listen Bitch is we talk about Listen Bitch. Okay. So tell your friends about it. Share it to your socials. If you get value, let a bitch know. And if you have topic ideas, then bombard me with them. I love listener podcasts. And I know some of you bitches are afraid because it's a lot of tough love, but that's what it is. It's love. Okay. It's the shit that you need to hear, never really what you want to hear. And I literally, that's in my coaching contract. Okay. In my coaching contract, paperwork you sign, where I literally make sure you understand the fact that I am not going to coddle you through this. I am not going to pat you on the back for no reason. And I'm not going to sign off on your bullshit. Okay. That's what we want. We want people signing off on our bullshit. And I had a podcast recorded yesterday. It's my birthday today. Okay. It's my birthday today. I just got back from the gym. Last night when I got off of work, it was my, I only have one bartending shift left. Okay. Tomorrow night is my last night, but I bartended last night. And when I came home, I pulled the episode that I planned on launching at 5 o'clock this morning. So thanks for your patience, ho. If you are like, she's late, she didn't record a podcast, I'm here. I did this intentionally because what I want to talk about today, I think is important and important for everybody. But yeah, it's my birthday. I'm excited. And most of you that are listening, I mean, when it's your birthday, you're like, it's just another day. It's just another day. That's the shit my husband has said since the day I met him. Every holiday is just another day. Just another day. Just another day. I'm going to tell you something, okay? Am I going through the motions of what I do every fucking day? Yeah. Bitch, I got back from the gym just now and I pulled up the dumpster up my driveway, let the dogs out, filled up their bowl, fed the fish. Like I did the shit, right? But I did it with some pep in my step because, bitch, it's my birthday. Okay. That is fucking special. There are so many people that didn't get a chance to make it to their next birthday. And we all have this like drive to not die. Right there. It's a human instinct that we want to survive. We don't want to die. But your problem is that you're not living. You're not living. There's no such thing as just another day, even when there's just another day. I cannot tell you. I'm calibrating a new schedule with all the changes that are going on. Okay. My husband changed shifts. I'm, you know, quitting my job. I'm transitioning to work from home full time. All of these things. So my new schedule is I am out the door when it's dark, getting my workout done. literally, bitch, I roll out of bed, throw a toothbrush through my teeth really fast, and grab some headphones and put on boots. And this is, I'm in my pajamas. I'm not even joking you, okay? In my fucking pajamas. And I roll out the door because if I do not get my fucking ass out and get this done, it doesn't get done. And I don't feel good. It's so much power. So I'm there, dark. I get my workout in. I get my 10,000 steps and I lift heavy. And then when I'm driving home, the sun's coming up. And I am just in awe of how beautiful and different every day is. Like, the sun is out today, but it's rainy and cloudy, and I'm genuinely excited for that. I have some shit to do online today. And when it's nice and sunny, I don't feel like sitting at my desk all day. Who does, you know? So I'm like, oh, this is so good. I'm going to get some content done. I'm setting up some classes to launch soon. So I'm going to get some copy, you know, written out and, you know, an outline of these classes. Like, I just was so excited that it's like overcast and rainy. Just little things of like, when is the last time you fed your pets and you were just thankful? Thankful that you had them in your life. Okay. And just thankful that, you know, a lot of people can't afford to feed themselves, let alone buy dog food. And bitch, our dogs eat premium shit. Okay. Like, it costs a pretty penny. And I'm just like, thank God that we can pay for that. You know, it is not another day. It's not another day because I choose to live. And I have not been this person my whole life where, you know, I see the good in the bad shit that happens, you know? I'm going to tell you guys about my friend Ed. That's why I paused the podcast, and that's why we're recording it late today, because I have to tell you about him. I wanted to make sure I could do this episode without crying, and I think I'm okay to do that now. So this summer, you guys know I went through some shit, okay? I had, you know, one of my regulars died in a motorcycle crash. Another one of my friends got in a motorcycle crash and should have died. And then, you know, I lost one of my friends, you know, unfortunately, same age, to health issues because of poor habits. Okay. Tough whirlwind. Ed is my friend who got in the wreck, a head-on collision on his motorcycle, did not die. Okay. He didn't die, but he died. Okay. We're going to talk about that because it's so fucking wild. When I tell you, like, I already, from day one, just, Ed is a really great human. He's a great human. I can't explain it. There was just something always about him, and he was searching for something. You know, you could feel that he had that missing piece. And so he did things like he microdosed, and, you know, he would take the steps because he knew he had this, you know, inner desire to just be a better human. Okay. Very much a lone wolf. Very much, I think I align with him in that toxic independence where we're just going at it alone. And we think that, you know, we just think we're out there flailing in the world doing the damn thing. And we're fine with that, right? In kind of a toxic way. But we're just going through the motions. So he gets in this wreck, and, you know, the day I heard was the day it happened. So the next day, I think it was the very next day, I just texted him and I was like, I, you know, heard about the accident. I just am so happy you're alive. God has a plan for you. Okay. God has a plan for you. So this guy goes through a lot. Okay. Bones in his face are broken. He broke 4 of 5, things in his back. Like, he was fucked up. I mean, imagine a motorcycle with a car head on. People don't walk away from that. Okay. Most people don't survive that. So this man should be dead. Okay. And he went through a lot. Like, one of his surgeries, they had all the metal components in his body. That shit didn't take. They had to redo that surgery, and surgery is hard on your body. There was a time where, you know, he's telling me these stories. There's this time that his heart, his resting heartbeat was 180. like shit was going downhill. And that was the night he had the come to Jesus talk, where he knew he had to talk to God. And he has always kind of known that that presence was there, but it didn't really impact his life. Okay. So he's going through a lot. I mean, it's been months and months and months, like 8 or 9 months of just going to rehab, learning to walk again. All of this process, just a lot of process. Okay. I saw him for the first time last Friday. Okay. And it's so crazy. Serendipitous moment. Okay. Two of my regulars are in there and I'm telling them, you know, it's my last, you know, my last week next week. And they're like, Ed's home. Have you heard from him? And I'm like, no, I sure haven't, but you better believe I'm texting him tomorrow to tell him that he has to get his ass in here and come and say goodbye to me Friday. Okay. So sure enough, those ladies leave and they're like, don't forget to text Ed tomorrow. And I'm like, I won't. They leave and then out the back door. And then all of a sudden in my front door, they walked in with Ed. And I see this man and I don't know what I expected. Okay, because people were like, you know, he's walking, he's doing the things, he looks great, but you never know till you see someone yourself. Okay. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't just the fact that he's a whole person. He looks better than he did before the wreck. Okay. I'll just say that. Like he walks great. He moves great. Like his face looks great. There's not all this crazy scarring. Like he just looks like nothing happened to him. How do you get in a fucking head-on collision, okay, and look, be okay like that? I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do that. But this was the best part, you guys. He was not the same Ed. He's like Ed 2.0. That's what I told him. I'm just going to say Ed 2.0. I'm going to tell you right now, God touched that man. Like, hands down, himself somehow touched him. I've never seen such a vibrant soul shining through everything. And so, you know, I'm hugging him. I'm crying. I'm like, oh my God, this is real. Is this real? Because he was part of like a core memory of a traumatic time for me. Okay. A lot of heartbreak, a lot of fear, a lot of everything of just like, I can't believe all this is happening. Ed has to be okay. You know, I lost two people. All of this happened in the span of 3 weeks. I lost two people and here was Ed. And I'm just like, he's got to be okay. So bitch, when we came full circle and I saw that he was okay, it was like, I could finally exhale, right? Like, it's just different when you see someone in person. I'm like, oh, it's okay. And you know what he said to me? God is real. God is real. That's a big deal. That is a big deal. And I'm like, dude, you are called, you were hand picked. I always tell myself, like, you were hand picked. Like, God has a plan for you. Just keep going. Okay. It's your purpose. I say move over world because he was hand picked, literally, like plucked by the hand of God. Okay. Do I think that God has touched my life? Absolutely. Do I believe that he is in me? Absolutely. So we're talking about all these things because, you know, Ed is just a great human. Intellectual conversations, we could have them forever. So we talk about all the things. And when you're in this space, you know, bartenders hear everything. Like everybody pours everything out, their whole souls, everything. So I get that version of him. And I think he's probably like that with everyone, but you know, we're just talking, we talked about so many things. And that's what I want to try to get to today is that after he said, God is real, he said, I'm so glad this happened. I'm so glad this happened because it changed me and it did change him. That dude is alive and he's grateful for fucking everything. Every day is not just another day. Every day is new and magical. And I think, man, I just told you guys a week or two ago that stop waiting for the big event. Stop waiting for something in your life to happen to bring you to your knees. Get there now. Teach yourself now that it's okay to just enjoy life and to be excited for exactly where you are. You don't have to stay there, but have some gratitude in being alive. And he tells me about this night that, you know, his heart, pretty much he was crashing And they had him in ICU again. And he really, his brain said, we're not going to make it through the night. Okay. This is the battle. This is the battle between our ego and God. This is part of that surrender. And he said, this was, you know, the biggest conversation I had with him, because it was like in his body, right? Because in his brain, he's like, we're done, dude. We're not going to make it through the night. We're dying. We're actually going to die. We came this far and we're dead. We're dead. We're going to die. And the God gene in him, his soul activated. Okay. And he just knew he was going to be okay. And he had that conversation within himself. And that's the conversation we all need to have. That's how we come to Jesus, is we have that conversation within ourselves, because he's always been there. Always been there. He just needs to activate it. You just need to like allow him to shine through. And I've never seen such a shiny human in my life. Like, never seen such a shiny human. It's crazy to me. I'm just like, night and day difference. That is what I aspire to radiate, where people can look at me and just be like, holy shit. I mean, this dude is on a level of gratitude that I don't even think I could comprehend in my moment. And I thought I was a grateful person. I thought I was, you know, just, I thought I had it. And I love this so much, because it's pushing me to go deeper, to surrender more, and to lean into gratitude full force, pedal to the metal, whatever you want to say, to go all in. And all he can say is, I just am happy to be alive. Every day he wakes up, he is happy, dancing around, just lighthearted. The shift in his energy, I'm in awe. I don't even have words for it. I wish there was like a way I could have captured his soul, like pre-motorcycle accident, pre-facing death, if I could capture his soul. And I asked him, I said, Ed, is there something, because this is what I want you guys to get. I want you to just even want to enjoy life half as much as that man is enjoying life right now. Everything's a great time. The worst day can be a great time for him. Having a bad day is something to celebrate, because you're alive. You're alive to experience that. That's where we want to take our human experience. That's where we want to take our human emotions, to the fucking limit. Being the best version of you means waking up and just happy to experience all of it. Can you laugh at the end of a bad day and just be like, bitch, I survived that, and fuck, I survived that. It was great. I'm so happy. You're afraid of dying, but you're not living. You're not living. That is why I'm committed here. That's why I show up. Because I don't want you to think for a second that it's okay to slack on your purpose. No way. It's time to live, to step into the full potential of this human experience, to enjoy all of it. Even celebrating the heartache, because bitch, if your heart didn't hurt, how would you know it was beating? Life is happening, and that's the magic. It's not going from one, you know, event to the next, or waiting for that big moment to scare you into doing something different. We talked about how people show up, because I told him, I was like, dude, it was so hard not to call and text constantly, just like always wanting an update, always, you know, wanting to be in your business, like getting to Chicago to go see you in the hospital. Like, that stuff was hard for me. And I held a lot of restraint. I only text him probably, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 times in this whole ordeal. And so we're talking about that, because he was like, I learned a lot about people. He learned a lot about the experience of what it is to be a lone wolf. And, you know, no family is perfect. Every family has some toxic drama bullshit in it. And his experience, his family showed up for him. And I don't know what he thought was going to happen, But there was some healing that happened, healing in all the family. And he saw that he wasn't alone. He's not a lone wolf. That man is very loved, has an incredible community, incredible friends, a great family. Just coming to full circle to realize that you are connected to these people. He has a new vision on his level of responsibility now. He's not someone that would ever want to hurt people. So his choices are going to reflect that. And we aren't obligated to specifically be or do anything for anyone. But if you don't want to hurt people, you have to be intentional about that. You have to be intentional about that. Can I talk intentional? I'm still drinking my tea, you guys. I was so excited to record this podcast that, you know, I didn't finish my tea. So I'm going to say that's why I don't know words today. You got to get excited. You got to get excited and start seeing all the ways that people care. And then you get to see, he saw a lot of truth in who people were. Okay. The hovering people. We're talking about the people that show up for themselves. Okay. They're not there for Ed. They're there to make themselves feel good. They're there to make themselves feel validated that they're a good human. And I think when he said that to me, I'm like, a bomb went off. Because how many fucking people in your life show up for themselves? For themselves. I know specifically, I can tell you people in our life right now that show up for themselves. And I couldn't make sense of it until we had this conversation. Okay. So there's family in our lives that if we called them, they would show up 100%. And I'm like, why do they do that? Like, why would they be there for them? It's not us. It's not for us. It's for them. It's for their story. It's for them to say they're a good person. It's for them to say, well, we're there when they need us. You know, we're there whenever they call. But they have nothing to do with our lives on the everyday. Okay. And this is my thing. If you are someone who is not with a person involved actively, okay, and I'm not saying you have to go see them every day, but just having that connection and being a part of that experience. If you're not there when they're alive, don't show up at their deathbed. It's so gross. It's cringeworthy. Okay. So this means like if you're estranged from your father, okay, and haven't talked to him for decades, okay, and he's dying and you show up on his deathbed, fuck off, ho. That's disgusting. Okay. Cause that's about you. Oh, my dad's dying. It's just a way for you to make it feel like it's about you, and that's dirty human fucking manipulation. It's not okay. Nobody needs to validate that you're a good person. Never, ever did I think about, oh my God, I hope Ed thinks I'm a great person if I reach out to him. Yes, selfishly, I'm like, motherfucker, you better be alive and tell me that you're okay because I'm freaking out, okay? I'm freaking out. You can't die, you know? Yeah. Did I want some validation that he was going to be okay? Yeah. But never was it ever like, I hope Ed knows how great I am showing up for him. I hope he knows, you know, and people showed up like that. People showed up like that and you can see through it. You could see through it. Bitch, if you are not in this experience with another human when they're living, why would you cry over them when they're dead? Okay. We need to stop. Stop with the bullshit, and we need to just get real and raw and live like there's no tomorrow. And you don't need to go get head on hit on a fucking motorcycle to realize this. Today, you can start today. Like, yeah, bitch, it's just another day. I went to the gym. I sweat my balls off. I drove home. I pulled up the trash dumpster. Fed the animals. And I'm like, it's my birthday. I'm so excited because you know how many people didn't get to see their next birthday? And I guarantee if they had the experience to do it all over again, we chose this. We chose this. We wanted the human experience. We wanted the emotions. We wanted the highs. We wanted the lows. And now we should all aspire to want to be on Ed's level. Like, no joke, he just set a new bar for my human experience. Crazy. a new bar for the human experience. I want to glow like that. I want what he has. And so many people are going to want what he has. And he's owned that level of responsibility to know now that he does have a community. So his choices matter. Becoming the best version of himself, that's important because he loves these people. He doesn't want the Brandons in his life freaking out that he's on a motorcycle and in an accident and fighting for his life. He doesn't want, you know, his sisters and his parents, you know, losing sleep over, you know, what his choices are. So he's going to choose what's best, what elevates him, his human experience. And it's a natural state of gratitude. You can elevate yourself to this vibration of just being thankful. I am so glad that everything works in me so I could pull up the dumpster to my fence up my driveway. Like genuine gratitude. I'm at the gym today and, you know, it's dark outside, bitch. And I'm, you know, just looking around and there's a lot of people that have lost their mobility. Okay. A lot of elderly people there and they don't have the same mobility. And I think I love that they're there. I love that they've taken that awareness. Don't wait until you lose your mobility to make a change in your life. And I'm not saying you have to go to the gym in the dark, but I'm saying your choices fucking matter. And they affect people. I am all about self-love, but you also have to recognize that your choices impact people. And we are here for that impact. It was easy for me. I didn't plan on going to the gym or anything today. Fuck no. I told my husband last night, I'm like, I think I'm not going to go because I was at the bar so late. And I'm like, maybe I'll just like recalibrate my schedule once I finally am done working. Okay. All the excuses. And I woke up, my body woke up on its own, bitch. Okay. It just does its thing. Because I had the intention, I set the intention and I've been doing the thing. And I, you know, it was the conversation with myself, like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to get this shit done before the babies are up every day, because that's how I'm going to win. That's how I'm going to have my power. That's how I'm going to feel good about my reflection in the mirror. That's how I'm going to be a better parent. That's how I show up. Okay. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go back to sleep. It's my birthday. And then I was like, oh my God, it's my birthday. Of all the days I should go work out. I should do it today because it's my fucking birthday. Hell yeah. So all those things you hate to do, all those things you dread to do, celebrate them. What makes today special? Another day. Another day. What did we do? I just made another trip around the sun, right? Because we're obviously apparently spinning incredibly fast in space, just spinning. Spinning. That's another podcast. Okay. There's some sarcasm there. You guys know I question a lot of shit. So that's for like a conspiracy theory podcast, but spinning out of control. That's what we're doing. But it's my birthday. Super excited about that. Am I going to do anything out of the norm? I mean, no, I recorded a podcast. I actually recorded this before I read, you know, before I've done my reading and my journaling. So I'm going to do all that, put on some makeup, feel all fresh, record some content for TikTok. And then I'm going to get my babies ready for the day. I'm going to get them some breakfast. We're going to do school. Okay. And then hang out, probably play some Barbies. My son wants to play some Call of Duty. That was, you know, whatever. That's our thing. My other son will play whatever game we've been playing. I forgot what that is. I'll make the babies a salmon dinner. That's what's on the menu. We're going to have some salmon. And then bedtime routine. Like, that's my day. And genuinely, I feel so grateful that I get to have that experience today. I can focus on the fact that I'm not going to see my husband. I don't see him till Sunday. I can focus on everything that's negative. And then I could wallow in self-pity. I could be a victim. I could say, oh, my older girls aren't here. Nobody ordered mommy a cake. Like, I could do all these things. I just feel sorry for myself. But where does that get me? That's another day wasted in this human experience. That's what it does. That's what happens. It's just a waste of day in this human experience. So no, it's not just another day. It's an incredible, beautiful day that I get to be alive. What is it? What is it that you desire? What does living look like for you? I'll be honest, there's a lot of things in the life with my mom that I have used as a guide. A lot of it, a guide of what not to do. Okay. A guide of what not to do, who I don't want to be. And it started when I was little because, like, you know, I, for some reason, was so obsessed with her skin. She didn't have great skin. And so I remember asking her, and I'm sure this fucking sucked because I hate when my kids ask me shit. That makes me, I already feel bad about myself. Okay. My kids say shit. Like, my 5-year-old went through this phase of, like, you know, I've lost over 40 pounds in the past 6-7 months. Okay. I don't know now because I haven't been on the scale for a while, but when I was losing the weight and I was feeling really, really great, she's like, Mom, you're fat. And I'm like, listen here, okay? If you would have told me this 6 months ago, fine. But you don't get to say that now. You don't get to say that, right? So kids notice shit, but I'm in the bathroom with my mom one day and I'm like, is my skin going to be like yours? And, you know, I'm sure that sucked, but kids are assholes. That's their job, okay? So I was an asshole. And I always was worried about my skin. I grow up, okay? This just the experience of, you know, whatever. And I think, what are the habits my mom has? Okay. She smokes, she drinks coffee. And those were the two big things. So, bitch, I don't smoke and I don't drink coffee. Okay. Well, that's a lie because guess who got some new mushroom coffee coming to her? Okay. So this neurotropic thing is squirrel moment. Okay. Just bear with me, you guys. You love me. It's my birthday. I can get away with it. I've been drinking Everyday Dose. Love it. Okay. My friend started selling Bravenly coffee. It has neurotropics in it. I'm a sucker for fucking mushrooms. Okay. That's, if you tell me there's mushrooms in it, I will eat it. I'm like, yes, I'll drink it. I'll try anything. So I've genuinely, for the past probably 2 or 3 months, been drinking all the mushroom coffees. Okay. But my favorite right now, I have this Reishi Maca. Okay. It's so good. So you guys have to get on my email list because I'm going to send the link out for that right now. It's called Smart Coffee. It's the only one that really gives me energy because genuinely, I've tried coffee before. It puts me to sleep. I'm the opposite of a normal fucking human. If you take crack and it makes you go fast, it would knock me out. Okay. I hope you guys aren't doing crack, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just making an example that, you know, people are always talking about, what is that fucking ADD medication? Adderall. Okay. People are like, oh, it just keeps you up and it keeps you whatever. That was a sleeping pill for me. I just am very opposite. So coffee makes me tired. This maca and reishi, energy, full force energy. So the drinking of coffee, I have to digress on that. So anyway, I look at the habits that my mom has and I'm like, okay, this is different. Well, she's had breast cancer. She's had heart attack. She's had, I think that's it, a triple bypass. Okay. And so I'm thinking of the habits that she doesn't have. She doesn't work out. Okay. She didn't change her habits, you know, after both of those health scares. Those are big events. Okay. Those are big events. Those are the events that I tell you guys not to wait for. She faced death. I remember going to see her after the bypass and the doctors were like, if she doesn't quit smoking, she's going to die. And we go look at her in ICU and she looked dead. Like, she just looked dead. And, you know, there was no response. It was wild to me. And so she has pictures of that. She knows what she looked like. She didn't change her habits. Okay. And I've been talking to her recently. I know a lot of you guys, if you read my books, Once Upon a Time Bitches, you go to onceuponatimebitches.com, you can read them. She signed her rights off on me when I was a kid. I'm grateful for that. I am so grateful for that, okay? Every experience that was meant to break me or hurt me or destroy me, I have loved that. So I'm not talking about any of this in a way of like, oh my God, feel sorry for me. No, bitch, it made me who I am. And every day I get to love myself a little more, and I get to love that little version of myself that didn't have the love I needed through so much of my life, okay? Why am I committed to my kids and I'm a great parent even when I mess up and the easy thing to do would be to turn my back on them, okay? To run away, to just like shut it all down. That's kind of what my mom did. She shut it all down. She flipped the switch. I feel that. I felt that before. I chose different. So she has been my guide of like what not to do. What are the habits I have? I drink the water. I care about my skin. I care about the collagen. I take my supplements. Does that mean that none of those big events are going to happen to me? Absolutely not, because I'm a realist, okay? I have a cross-country coach that was in the best health of his life and literally died of a heart attack on the side of the road, okay, on his morning run. I'm a realist. Shit can happen to anyone, but if you're getting these hints from God and you have a chance to wake the fuck up, we choose that. Right? What is this experience of life? I look at my mom now, and we've been talking for a while, and I see her whole identity right now is taking care of my grandma. And I think about the life my grandma lived, and it was not a life. It was a very shut in experience, literally, just a little shut in experience. She never chose to live. She just chose to not die. And I feel like that's what my mom did. She chose to not die. I it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch. It is hard to watch. And I think, you know, I asked her the other, you know, a while back, I'm like, what happens when MAGA dies? Because my grandma's in really bad health. She smoked her whole life. So she has like, you know, COPD or something. I don't know. She has different things going on that just are not good for her. Her quality of life, like she struggles to do just little things. And she's only 80. You know, I follow this 80-year-old on Instagram that is like lifting weights like a maniac. So we affect everybody in our lives one way or another. Either we're showing them what not to do, or we are setting the example of how you can truly live. And I am committed, because I know that you guys are, you're here. You support me and I appreciate that. You show up because I'm showing up and I feel that. So I want my good choices to affect you. I want you to see that I'm a nobody, okay? I wasn't handed a silver spoon. I wasn't blessed with like, you know, all these, I am very smart. I am very beautiful. I'm all these things. Okay. But shit's not handed to me. I have to scrap for it. Okay. I have to fight. I work hard. I'm stubborn as hell. So I take the long way around. But if I can get here, anyone can get here. And if I can get to the point after everything I've done and all the ways that I've tried to do this life alone, I very stubbornly took the long way around to find Christ. And this is something that, you know, that is new in my life, where I finally realized like I had to surrender 100%. So you guys are seeing my relationship unfold just in the past, I don't know, 5-6 months or so, where I went through this dark period of I wasn't living in the light. No matter how much I told myself it was the light, it was not the light. Okay. It's what we do, okay? It's like our own survival mode. But we are here to set the bar for the human experience. We are here to show people what it's like. And I have a new guide. It's not just watching the people that are living a life I don't want to live, okay? There's a million things. And we all think that our parents' opinion is everything. But what is the truth? While I can love and respect that my mom might have an opinion, there's not really much she could tell me about my life, because I would not trade places with her. If you see someone out there living a life and you would not trade places with them, don't take their criticism and their advice to heart. Just don't do it. You shouldn't want to trade places with anyone. That's the point I want to get you to. But I asked Ed the other day, I'm a squirrel brain, you guys. I'm just pumped up. I'm pumped up, okay? I asked Ed the other day, how do you think I could talk to my audience to help bridge that gap so that we don't wait for the big event? Or, you know, people like my mom who have experienced the big event and still didn't make the massive life changes. You know, she's still smoking and that breaks my heart when she sees her mom is suffering. And I'm like, man, like how? What is it that someone in that experience is missing where we aren't like excited to wake up and be alive? If Brandon Lynette, you know, me, that person that has hated the gym her whole fucking life, I've told you guys, you've seen that experience. If you've been here long enough, you know that I'm not a fan. If I could pop out of bed and that's the first thing I do every day, you have no excuses. You have no excuses. If you don't use it, you lose it. And that's with everything. If you don't use your soul, you lose it. If you are not intentional about living, if you're not intentional about the choices that you're making, you've got to be intentional. You don't want to hurt people in your life, so do the right thing. It hurts to see how my mom is living. I'm genuinely scared for her. When my grandma dies, like what happens to her? Because we put ourselves so much into other people, it's a sorry excuse to not put time into yourself. That's it. We make excuses. And when we hang out, when we're with people that are not living for themselves, they're going to sign off on our bullshit. They're going to say, oh, right. Yeah. The way you're living is fine because look at how I'm living. We're great. We're doing it. We're surviving. You know, it's crazy. No signing off on each other's bullshit. Okay. And no showing up to people's lives just to validate your own fucking existence. Okay. Show up for yourself. Show that restraint. And if you want to be by someone's side when they're dying, then start spending time with them when they're living. I'm very excited. I wish I'm going to have to bring Ed on the podcast, you guys, because like in this current awareness, maybe I have, but I've never recognized it. I've never seen someone actually touched by God. Like, you know, I'm reading the Bible and I'm like, they talked with Jesus. They walked with him. He put hands on them. And I just like, imagine what would that be like? I know now. And Ed told me about his friend. He has this friend in Chicago and he's like, Brandon, she's like wackadoodle. Like she's really out there, but she said she had this vision of an angel just swooping down when I got in my accident and wrapping her arms around me and lifting me up. I could see that. I'm like, that happened, Ed. You have been touched by the hand of Jesus. Like you have a hand from heaven came out and saved that man. And we got to protect all the Eds of the world at all the way. We have to protect them because that is the influence that we should all calibrate to. Not trying to be like fucking, you know, rap stars, movie stars. That's not what we want to aspire to be, okay? All these CEO moguls flying in their private jets and all these things. Ah, fuck that, okay? We want to be like Ed. We want to be like Ed. We want to shine with a light that no one in the world could take out. No one in the world can take that light. We want to calibrate to happiness and joy and just every day be grateful. We want to wake up and be excited that it's our birthday. We want to look forward to things again. You don't need anything outside of yourself. And that was something Ed realized. Like that talk he had, the come to Jesus talk. Jesus was there the whole time. And he knew that in that moment, he had that awareness of like, this was always in me. It's always in you. Lean into that. Handpicked. I don't know. I have a new influence in my life and I'm excited about it. I want to start focusing not so much on what I don't want to be. And that has helped me tremendously. Okay. It has helped me, you know, stay focused on what matters, like showing up and stepping into my purpose and taking care of my health. Okay. Taking care of, you know, my body. We get one meat suit. One. I'm very mindful about not waiting for that big event to have a grateful heart. I look at everything that happens and I find the good in that. Is it an inconvenience to get a flat tire? Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. And everybody could be annoyed. But what's the truth? That was probably God looking out for you. If you didn't get a flat tire, you were probably going to get, you know, smashed at a four-way stop sign by a semi when you tried to take your turn. I don't know. But I promise whatever happens is happening for you. You don't see the demons on the other side of all this protection that you have. You look at it like, oh, I'm a victim and I'm having the worst time. And don't get me wrong, I have bad days. I just have the attitude to celebrate them when it's over, to come on the other side of that and be like, yeah, bitch, you survived that. I have days where, you know, that's this summer. When, you know, I was experiencing the loss and going processing all this stuff, I didn't get out of bed for a while. And that was enough. The difference is I didn't stay there. The minute I felt that urge to just live again, I was up and at 'em. And I didn't use anything as an excuse because there isn't any. Literally, someone on my Facebook post, I put up a post yesterday because, yeah, I worked out, came home, did my reading, did my journaling, did my content. I did shit. And I was like, I'm going to take a nap because I knew I had to bartend. I'm like, I'm going to go snuggle the baby for a while. And so I put up a post like, should I or shouldn't I, you know? And she's like, I don't do all that. I'm tired just reading this. And my excuse is I'm old. Yeah, that's, I don't buy that shit. And I said it. I said it. There is no excuse. There is no age. I guarantee if you go to Google right now, you can find someone your age doing something incredible. And are they any different than you? No. Other than the fact they made a choice to live. So you could stay safe and uncomfortable and miserable, you know, avoiding death. Or you can come out here and play in the light. Have a great time creating something beautiful and having the actual human experience with joy and peace and understanding and love and compassion, happiness. That's what we want. All that other stuff is bullshit. Cheers, bitches. Thanks for your patience for the podcast posting late today because this was important to me. Thanks for letting me get it off my chest. Back to our regularly scheduled programming tomorrow. I hope you have a fabulous day and do something kind for yourself in honor of this bitch's birthday. Okay. Do something kind for yourself. Whatever you feel like you're missing, if you're looking at someone and you're like, I wish they would just maybe do that for yourself, you know? Show yourself some love and kindness. Maybe call someone you haven't talked to in a long time, someone that you imagine if something happened to them, you would be at their bedside. Why don't you be there before the big event? You know, be there before the big event. I love you guys. Have a great day.